Torn Light Records is the dream child of Alex York and Kyle Shabinsky, formerly of the band White Walls. Alex and Kyle formed Torn Light originally to help distribute their own band's material, but soon found themselves producing records for bands like Vacation and Sunken Cheek. The label's clients include several bands that push avant-garde sound to the extreme. And I caught up with Alex at Torn Light Records on Monmouth Street in Newport to find out more. So tell me about how Torn Light started.
Torn Light started with my band White Walls. We had recorded a 12-inch EP and needed it out in time for a full U.S. and Canadian tour. And our label couldn't afford to get it out in time, so we split the cost. That was our first release. I came up with the name, and I paid for half of the release. And after that, a couple more records, Vacation, another local band, Sunken Cheek, upstate New York noise artist that I'm good friends with. And from there, it just kind of snowballed, and one release after another, getting ready to do some more now. And
so it's sort of half record store, half record label? Is that how it works?
Well, this was like a dream of mine, Kyle, who was in White Walls. He was a vocalist in White Walls, and he helps with the label. We had always wanted to do a store. We had talked about it since we were in high school and stuff, and he helps with the label, and I have a couple other people doing the store with me. So the store is it's a separate endeavor, but it's kind of, you know, adding the physical location to the already pre-existing local record label.
For a local musician or a local band, how does this process work? Do they record with you, or do they record elsewhere before the actual material gets to Torn Light?
That's up to them. There's a couple of bands I've actually offered to pay for their recordings, but most of the bands I work with, it's a lot of, you know, strange, you know, punk or noise artist or things like that. They want complete control, and that's fine with me too. No one's actually let me pay for their recording yet, and that's fine. You know, everyone has their comfort zone, and I just take their recordings and I handle everything. Not necessarily artwork. There's been a couple releases where I've handled the artwork, but that's up to them as well.
So do you actually do the production and the mastering?
I do not do any of the mastering, no. I have a couple different people that I go through for mastering, or if the band want to have someone they know master it because they feel more comfortable, I encourage that as well. It's whatever the band wants, and if they kind of just let me fly with it, then I'll take care of it.
You made an allusion just before about punk, noise art kind of bands. Is that primarily the bands that you're looking for your label?
You know, I think that with the label, it's not necessarily what I'm looking for, but it's people I know and people I've met. It's not like I have something in mind. You know, if there was some amazing folk record I heard from a friend of mine or someone that I met when I was out of town or something, I would have no hesitation in putting it out. It's just most of the things I've found up to this point, it's also things that I think that, you know, I don't know who else would have done a Sunken Cheek 7-inch before he had not put out a lot of material. So I put it out, and that kind of snowballed and helped him out. A band from Chicago, Rectal Hygienics, I did an LP for them, and now they have several labels have done other records for them. Just kind of helping out bands that I feel like may not otherwise get a first release, maybe.
And I know you've worked with the local band Mardu, with their collection, helping them basically produce more of what they've already produced on their own and just helping with distribution and getting it out there.
Yeah, we're getting ready. We did like a limited lathe, which was, you know, lathes are not vinyl records. They're very limited pieces of plastic with the music grooved into them. But we're doing like a full run of that same record, two-song 7-inch, and we're doing 300 copies and yeah, I already have distribution set up with a lot of places. I have like one or two stores in Japan and several throughout the United States that carry all of our releases. So it's kind of cool to be able to help out a band that they don't have any other releases out other than some CDs and things. And it's kind of cool to get like a record out there, you know.
What projects are you working on now and what do you have lined up for the near future?
Right now, working on the Public Housing LP, which is John Lorenz and John Rich's project. They've been like the members throughout everything they've done. They don't have any other releases out, but they've played live a lot. And that's kind of like an outsider blues, strange noise kind of thing. We're repressing the Mardu lathe, but on an actual record. It'll be a two-song 7-inch. And then we're also doing a Shredded Nerve 7-inch, which is a local artist, Justin Lakes. And it's a lot of tape loops, TV feedback. There's a lot of strange things going on in that. Recorded pieces of metal. And I saw him the other night, and he played a light bulb. It was incredible. Very strange. Yeah.
How has Newport embraced Torn Light?
We've been open a few weeks, and it's been great so far. A lot of local people have come in, and they've been really excited. Dave, who owns C&D Records across the street, and they've been there since, I think, maybe the 50s, at least the 60s, I know, has been really supportive. He actually sold me a lot of records. I've been working on the store for a year or so with Dan and Jenna, my business partners here, and, you know, he helped us out in the beginning, and he came in and bought records within the first week we were open. We've traded some records and stuff. He's very supportive. He's excited.
You said you have distribution internationally now with some of your products. What's the dream for Torn Light?
I don't have any crazy dream with the record label. I would just like to, if I could get to the point where I could be putting out 5 or 6 releases a year comfortably, and not have to sweat it. Just get them out of my hands. I don't really care about selling them wholesale to people. That doesn't bother me as long as I can just get rid of all of them. And I know they're out there somewhere. That makes me feel better, especially if I can find the right audiences for them or even new audiences.
Is there a band or an artist, either locally or in another region of the country, that you really would like to get signed to your label?
I would love to do a record for Tenement. They're from Wisconsin. They're from Milwaukee, Appleton, and they're awesome. They're like a power pop punk band, but I would love to do something for them. They record a lot of B-sides, and they're kind of like these weird soul blues songs instead of being like so straightforward and punk, and I would love to put out a B-sides record for them. That's something that Kyle and I talk about a lot, hoping we can maybe one day talk them into that.
I've been speaking with Alex York, co-owner of Torn Light Records in Newport, Kentucky. For links to more information about Torn Light, you can visit us at wvxu.org/lx. Thanks, Alex.
Thank you.